You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
As Auckland remains at step one of alert level three, people are continuing to decide who they meet up with outside. Some tricky conversations are beginning to arise as those who are vaccinated decide whether they will meet up with those who are not. While vaccine rates are slowly rising, especially after Saturday's Vaxathon, 500,000 eligible people still remain unvaccinated. It poses a tricky question, especially for those who are immunocompromised and have close family and friends who are not vaccinated. This morning, Frances spoke with social scientist Dr. Jess Berenson-Shaw. She is co-director of The Workshop, a research organisation here in Aotearoa, and works a lot with decision-making and social challenges. This morning, she spoke to Frances about how to have productive conversations around the COVID vaccine with friends and family. Frances started by asking Dr. Berenson-Shaw about the difficulties around these conversations.
I think the first thing I'll say is just to acknowledge that we are getting down to these really hard conversations now. Like, a lot of people who either don't have concerns about getting vaccinated or are pretty, you know, mainly fine with getting vaccinated, have been or are close to getting vaccinated now. So, like, the people who aren't vaccinated are people who have kind of bigger concerns, I guess. And then I would say there are people who are just ideologically opposed to vaccination. And it's really important, and I always say this, is it's really important not to get those two groups mixed up. Even though the ideas flow between people who are ideologically opposed to getting vaccinated and people who have concerns about being vaccinated, they are often not the same types of people, and there are real differences between how those groups of people will approach vaccination, and as a consequence, differences in the kinds of conversations that you will want to have, and in fact the conversations that you can have with them.
Yeah, so let's talk about those sort of conversations. How do you do that productively with someone who is in that other group where they're not entirely opposed, but perhaps a little bit hesitant still about getting a vaccine?
The first thing I always say is think about this, these conversations, as a way to connect with people, not as a way to convince them or argue with them or prove to them that vaccination is the right thing to do. Often we go into these conversations with a kind of combative kind of, I need this person to understand all the facts and I need them to get vaccinated. But if you treat the conversation, perhaps not even as just a one-off conversation, but as relationship building, building reassurance in the vaccination. So we know that people who are hesitant, because we've seen it in our own research that we've done with people, is that people who have concerns, when they feel reassured and when they feel a sense of trust and a connection to the kind of whole process, that's when they're more likely to get vaccinated. So yeah, enter the conversation like, this is a relationship, this is about building connections, and this is about me listening in order to help understand where they're coming from. And maybe at that point, they might be more willing to perhaps listen to my understanding of and why I got vaccinated as well.
Is there any concern for you about harm being caused in, say, families or friendships, because they're often quite tight-knit relationships where these conversations are being had, you know, about any divisions forming because of these conversations?
100%, yeah. And I think it's interesting because I think sometimes the best thing you can do is think, am I the right person to have this conversation? You know, like in family relationships especially, if you're having a kind of a conversation about vaccination and maybe it's become a little bit fraught, like maybe you've had arguments in the past or maybe you've got into what I would classically call a fact off with somebody where you're both just putting up these, you know, singular pieces of data, trying to kind of beat the other person into submission with your pieces of data about vaccination. If that's happened, then it can become really fraught. And look, with our relationships and our family relationships and our friends, there's other stuff that comes into that as well, right? There's history and maybe other issues that are going on which can feed into making that conversation about vaccination particularly fraught, you know, bringing up that massive fight that you had 3 years ago at Christmas over whatever So sometimes it might be, you need to take a little pause and think, am I the right person to have this conversation right now? Is there too much emotion? Is there too much history? Is there somebody else who can have this conversation? And especially I would say where there's been a number of conversations prior, which have led to a lot of kind of difficulty and people getting really angry with each other. Sometimes it's just best to give a little space to think about somebody else who might be better. Having said that, maybe you are the person to have that conversation. And sometimes that person to have the conversation is somebody who is able to engage in empathetic listening and really to feel, I guess, less of those kind of intense feelings, because a lot of the time, you know, we're all making decisions on the basis of emotion all of the time. We're not logic-driven creatures. So if there are people who can, in a way, regulate some of that emotional experience in these big heated conversations, then they might be the better people to have the conversation.
And say you decide that perhaps you're not the person to have that conversation with a close friend or family member, but you're, say, immunocompromised or feel really strongly you don't want to, say, just have coffee with someone who hasn't been vaccinated. How do you go about articulating that decision without coming across as cold or unfriendly or hateful towards the other person?
I think the first thing to do is to decide prior to meeting this person, or in fact, just, it's really useful for all of us now at this point to have a think prior to when we get into that situation about how do we feel about being around people who aren't vaccinated, so that we're not sort of caught off guard, and that's when things can get kind of heated. So have a think, do I want to? Am I prepared to be around some people who aren't vaccinated? Okay, maybe I'm not. And then have a think about, like we often talk about, it's really important to think about your why. Like what is it that's motivating you in terms of your values particularly? You know, maybe it's care for yourself. Maybe it's care for other people. Maybe it's this kind of sense of responsibility. Look, we just recently made a decision not to go away on holiday. And that away with my mother-in-law's, and partly that was my sense of responsibility around, I didn't want to be responsible for bringing COVID back and giving it to somebody else. That just didn't feel right to me. So having those kind of conversations, thinking about that prior to getting into that space. So then what that means is that when you're in that situation and you're saying to people, look, first of all, make an assumption that they are vaccinated. It's useful for us to assume that most people are willing to get vaccinated, because on some level, most people do want to get vaccinated. They might have concerns that stop them getting vaccinated. And if at that point they say, oh, look, I'm not vaccinated, or I'm not getting vaccinated, then, keep it kind of casual and say, oh, well, hey, look, because I feel this really big sense of responsibility for me, I've decided that I can't be around people who aren't vaccinated during this pandemic. Keep it about you. Don't, if you feel like perhaps this person is ideologically opposed, especially, just keep it about you and your values, and even about your care for them as well. And look, I don't want to give you the virus. It's really important to me. You're not vaccinated, and my understanding is that makes you more vulnerable. So it's really important to me that I don't give you the virus. I care about you. You keep it in this space of values, and don't get into relitigating the evidence or the facts. Just, reiterate your care and how important it is to stay in contact with them, perhaps in other ways. Acknowledge that it's a hard conversation, because I think that's really important to just acknowledge this is hard. Like, I really understand that this is hard, but this is what matters to me, and thanks for respecting that. And then end the conversation, to be honest. Like if they're in a space where they're just really not willing to get vaccinated, or they're just really strongly opposed, then you can end the conversation at that point, because actually continuing in that space can be kind of damaging.
That was the workshop's co-director, Dr. Jess Berenson-Shaw, talking with Frances about having conversations about the vaccine with friends and family.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.